Oh, shit, we're recording.
Oh, we are.
Well, I guess that's as good as any place to start. Welcome. I think, what are we naming this?
Higher Connections.
Higher Connections, right, that makes sense. That is the name of the book. And presumably, there's what, 3-4 people that are listening to this?
Maybe, if we're lucky. I think we could start with just assuming half a person.
Well, I got lucky this morning, so maybe we're all getting lucky right now. We'll see.
Lucky by who? Wasn't me.
Wasn't you. Anyways, welcome. This is the podcast. I figure everyone and their mother and their father and their son and their dog and their guinea pigs are doing a podcast, so why shouldn't we?
Especially become a topic.
Yeah, exactly.
That'd be pretty cool.
Exactly. What's my name? Eric.
Yes.
Eric. In honor of?
Eric Bana.
Mm-hmm.
I love you, by the way. If you ever listen to this, I'm like your number one fan. You're absolutely gorgeous. I love you.
Thank you. Oh, not me. Damn. And your name is?
Not Adriana, it's, I mean, I know who she is. She's so gorgeous. She's beautiful.
Take your time.
Alexandria.
Close.
Alexandra.
There you go.
I can't
In
say
honor
that word.
Of?
The really, really hot girl from the new Baywatch movie. Well, it's not new anymore, but at that point in time.
Mm-hmm. Alexandra, duh.
I should know this.
You should.
Oh, shit, I forgot. I'm sorry.
Sorry. D'Addario. And, D'Addario.
I'm not going to remember that. I'll be honest with you.
She just got married. So
she did?
She made changing her last name, but she got married.
Oh, yeah. Her husband's not that, like, he's not that good looking for her.
Wow. We're going to get fired. And it's not even 2 minutes into our podcast. We're going to get sued. He's very good looking. He's probably very rich. And I'm sure
maybe
he's
not thinking of the right guy.
I'm sure you're not. But yes, Alexandra D'Addario. So that is your name.
Yes.
Welcome. So, you know, look, if you bought the book, I'm sure you know kind of what we talked about in the book. And I think the point of this podcast will really be to explain, you know, some of the things that we speak about in the book in a little more detail, with a little more color. It's, you know, one thing I think I learned writing the book, it's very hard to explain succinctly some of the things that we've experienced or I've experienced that you've witnessed with me on words, on paper. And so what we wanted to try to do is take some of that and just elaborate a little more. So hopefully everyone out there understands, you know, the nature of what I've experienced and kind of what it's meant for us over the past couple of years. You know, I think the goal is to keep this under 40 minutes. You know, I listen to a lot of podcasts that are 2 hours long, and I'm like, who the fuck has time to listen to 2 hour podcast? I don't know if you do.
No, I don't. I'll be honest, I don't listen to a lot of podcasts. I don't,
because you don't know how to download the apps.
That too, and I don't have a lot of time, and in my free time I tend to go towards Netflix instead of the podcast.
Yes, we know.
But maybe I'll change that around. Maybe I will. Maybe you'll teach me something here.
Yeah, well, we'll see. But you know, again, I think the goal is 30, 40 minutes of just different shit. I mean, it could be explaining one of the experiences, explaining some of the concepts in the book, talking about new things that have happened since the book came out. But we'll kind of see where this goes. And, you know, whoever's listening, we hope you enjoy it and at least get something out of it that you can take into your personal lives and experience on your own.
So how does that work, actually? If this is probably a basic question. So we do this podcast and we want people to listen. How would they find it?
Well, it's in the book.
Well, yeah, but like you just have an app that like Spotify, Pandora, whatever, any one of those, and you just...
Yeah, it's going to be running on Joe Rogan. So, I mean, you look at top 10 podcasts in the world, it's going to be Joe Rogan than us. So it should be pretty freaking easy to find it. I would assume, right?
Oh, how was I not thinking?
Yeah, obviously. No, I don't know. People find podcasts. Hopefully the word will get out. The book will do somewhat well. We're recording this before the book has come out. And, you know, word will spread. That's how it happens. Okay. You got to start at the bottom, which I know very well. Hopefully you get to the top. But we'll see. We'll see how it goes. This could just be for us at the end of the day, just to sit up here when the kids are asleep and talk.
I'll take that.
Yeah, you will. You'll I have feel to like fucking
it's,
talk.
It's a win-win for me no matter what. Uh-huh. Whether it's just us or, I don't know, 100 people. I'm good.
We'll see. So, you know, whomever is listening, I hope you enjoyed the book. It was very interesting and liberating to write. I never thought I would have the courage to put a book out, especially about a topic like this. But it's out. And
I'm very proud of you, by the way.
Oh, fuck off.
You're such a dick. I can't even give you a fucking compliment. So you start with your shit.
Yeah, welcome to my life. But no, look, it was a very cool experience, and we chose to stay anonymous for a number of reasons, but you know, maybe one day we'll put our names out there. And you know, we hope everyone that's listening emails and talks to us about something they've experienced while high. You know, a lot of the topics in the book are about things that I've experienced while, or at least thought of while being high. Some of you might think about this stuff sober, and that's great. Good for you. I think it would be interesting to have a two-way street here. I'm sure not all the feedback we get will be positive. Who knows? But hopefully more.
Definitely not. Sure. I mean, it's just not.
Well, I do talk about God, so I can't wait for all that.
I think just statistics, the number of assholes in the world, and whoever's going to read a certain, you have to assume a certain portion of assholes will read the book and will have feelings about it and will feel the need to share said feelings.
It only took one asshole to write it. But anyways, hopefully the feedback is positive. And, you know, I'd love to hear your stories, your experiences, even while not high, even about some of the things that, you know, I talk about in the book, like, you know, if you knew someone passed without being aware, or you're a twin and have experienced the same things as your twin without knowing what they've experienced, you know, just things that you've experienced that maybe people can't explain. And, you know, I tried to talk about some of that in the book about what could be happening when those things happen. But obviously if you are high and do get high, off edibles, off of smoking, off of, you know, any other kind of psychedelic drug, it'd be interesting to hear, you know, if you've had some of these experiences that you would consider a connection, whether you recognized it or realized it at the time or not. I think it would be great to hear about them, so I know I'm not the only crazy one out there.
So to add a couple things, there's a couple things that you said that just made me think of some questions or things we should add to that. I think this would also be great for people who are nervous to try marijuana. I think I was one of those people for quite a bit of time. I think I only started this a few years ago myself after I it helped me sleep, and as we mentioned in the book. But I think we should reach out to those people as well. Can you hear me? I can talk. Okay. I think that if we reach out to that audience, or at least welcome that audience, I think that would be a really good idea as well.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, in this country, people are scared of what they don't understand and what they don't know on a wide variety of topics. And that's true for all around the world, especially things like marijuana. And, you know, again, as we talk about in the book, the basis for that is so ridiculous, and only something that could happen in America, where, you know, people heard about a drug that came from another country, Mexico, and just assumed it was some evil drug back in the 20s and 30s. And that stigma has kind of passed on through, you know, my parents' generation and our generation, that it's a gateway drug or somehow is bad for you. And you know, I get it. Look, I was in that bucket for a while, but you know, I figured I'd try something new and just take that experience and see where it went. And it's certainly gone in directions I never would have thought of. But yeah, we'll talk about all that.
I'm glad you did.
I know. Oh, I know. I know. But you know, we'll talk about a wide variety of topics. And again, I think we're trying to keep this short, sweet, to the point. If you like it, please let us know. I think we have social media, or we will have social media, and we'll obviously have our email address. So it'll be great to hear from you. And just, again, looking to make this a two-way street. But, you know, I think for this first podcast, what I wanted to do is talk about an experience that we had after the book was kind of complete. And a lot of the experiences in the book are about connections to Alexandra or my family members that were kind of either in the moment or something that I felt that they were feeling. Again, you can, similar to an empath or someone that can kind of sense things, that those were the majority of my experiences, whether I was in the same room or not, or looking at the person or not. Those experiences were interesting, and obviously things we've talked about, but this experience that we had after the book came out is something that neither of us can explain. I think to just summarize it as best we can, I'll kind of explain what was happening in the moment and the environment, and then, you know, I'll get Alexandra's thoughts on what she thinks. But it was an interesting one, and of course I was high. And by the way, I'm high right now because I figured, why not? My book is about being high. This is about experiences while high. So I did do a few edibles about an hour ago. So hopefully my sentences are coherent.
You're doing well.
Okay. What did you say? You have two faces right now. Oh my
Shut God. Up.
So this experience, this is what, about a month ago? 5 weeks?
Yeah, just about.
I think we were going to visit her friends. They were having a barbecue. So we drove there, and we had never been to their house. We had our kids. They had their kid and some other folks that were over. I decided to get high because why the hell not? It was a nice day. We were relaxing. I wasn't driving on the way back. So I took some edibles at the barbecue. I don't know, 15, 20 milligrams. Can't remember exactly. But had a nice day. You know, we stayed there for, 2-3 hours? I think I did some more edibles along the way at some point.
Yeah, you did.
Okay.
I had more chocolate, so I don't really know how much.
Why not? I think we left around, 5-6 o'clock to drive home, which is, an hour and a half drive? The way you drive?
2.5 hours, actually.
2.5 hours?
From there? Was 2.5 hours.
Well, the way you drive, maybe. It was about 10 miles, so... Yeah, but either way, it took a while, and there were a couple of interesting things that happened during this ride that, you know, we should talk about and kind of leave the big one for the end. The first I remember is we both got cold at the same time. We were sitting in the car, had the air conditioning on, and I specifically just remember feeling cold, and I don't get cold very often.
Ever. Ever.
That's not true. I do get cold. Everyone gets cold, but... I don't sit there blasting,
You shovel snow with no gloves on.
Flip-flops, yeah.
Flip-flops. I don't think
this is true. I like the cold much better than the heat. So I getting cold to me is not something I really ever remember feeling, especially in a car with the AC on. I mean, but on this experience, I remember getting cold. And at the same time, you looked at me or you said, are you cold? Where you went to turn the AC down or turn the temperature up.
Down, yeah.
Yeah. Wait, what?
I went to turn the temperature down. No.
No. Turn the temperature down will make it colder.
I'm not high. I'm just tired.
Oh, my God. No, this is her normally. Oh, my God.
Sorry.
Yep. So you turn the temperature up to make it hotter.
Mm-hmm.
At the exact same time.
Yeah. I was freezing.
But what's interesting is I just remember feeling the sensation of coldness, right?
Yeah.
At that exact same time. It was like front of my brain, I'm cold. And so, you know, it was just interesting that happened at the same time. Second experience was, I don't know, 10, 15, 20 minutes later. We were emerging from one highway to another, and you were talking either with me or your mom that was in the car with us, and I succinctly remember thinking as we were merging, I think we were coming to a toll booth or something, and I remember specifically thinking in my head, oh shit, I don't know if someone's coming from my right. I don't know if someone's on my right.
Yeah.
And so I looked over to my right, I'm doing it right now, but I pivoted my head to the right to see if there was anyone coming at the exact same time you did.
Yeah, that was insane. We did it at the exact same moment, and we were both dying laughing afterwards because we were like, why'd you do that? Why'd you do it? And I'm like, and we both gave the same exact answer. I don't know if someone's on my right. I didn't look.
And again, it's one of those things where, yeah, that could, you know, and we'll get into this on the podcast. I'm sure people reading this have it in their head that these could just be coincidences. Coincidences.
Nope. Not even good.
Same thing happened the same time. By chance. And I get it. I mean, we thought the same thing too at first, right? And I say that in the book. Yeah, there's always a chance these could just be coincidences. Absolutely. You know, you live with someone, you're with someone for long enough, maybe you just get used to it. But again, the interesting thing to me is that the thought that was crisp in my head was, oh my God, I don't know if someone's coming from the right. I just thought that. And I assume you can tell me that was something similar or, you know, close to what you were thinking at that point.
I don't think I said, oh my, I wasn't thinking, oh my God, I was thinking, oh shit. Then by followed yeah, by something no
like
fuck.
That. Something like that. Something along was like, oh my God, oh shit. Something like that. I remember thinking.
That's what
but
I was
the point was you didn't know if someone was coming on your right.
No. I had no idea. And I was like, oh my God, I should know this. Right. I'm about to merge right. into the booth. And like, I think I was listening to music. I was distracted. Like, probably Amen. Shouldn't admit that, but in any case.
I think
case,
you were actually was. Fingering yourself.
You're fucking gross. Yeah, with my mom right there.
Well, she joined in.
And that was me just dropping my water.
I will edit that out.
Okay. Good. I don't know
how to
do that.
So that, you know, again, that was an interesting experience. And we both kind of sat there like, wait.
We did both recognize
didn't it. Didn't yeah. you just say the same thing or do the same thing I did? And that's something that took us or me a while to kind of to do, train myself to recognize, yeah, I just probably thought the same thing you did. And then again, we talk about that in the book when, you know, you are doing this on your own, if you choose to, it may take a while to recognize the thought that you're having may be someone else's. Mm-hmm. That's just something I've trained myself to do at this point. So that was the second one. Now comes the third one, and I don't even know how to explain this, but I'm going to try my best. This is probably, again, 15, 20 minutes after the merging incident. There was something on the radio. I think it was Alice in Chains, one of the Unplugged albums or songs from the album, which I absolutely love. I think it's one of the best albums of all time, at least from a rock perspective. And I think Heaven Beside You came on, and I was just totally into it. I was singing one of my favorite songs from that album. And you were talking about something with your mom. I was not paying attention at all. You guys were just blabbering in Spanish about something. And all of a sudden, I, again, this is maybe going on for 30, 45 seconds, 60 seconds maybe. I heard the word, I vaguely had a sense of the word dormido in my head. Mm-hmm. And again, hadn't been listening to the conversation, had been kind of into the music. And out of nowhere, what did I say? Like, we can wait to give her a bath till tomorrow or something like that. If she doesn't need a bath tonight, let's give mm-hmm. it to her tomorrow.
That's exactly what you said, yep.
In English, okay? Mm-hmm. In English, obviously. I don't speak Spanish. And it took me, I don't know, 2, 3, 4 seconds. I'm like, wait, were you just talking to your mom in English or Spanish? I honestly didn't know. I didn't know. Because I wasn't paying attention.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe subconsciously I was hearing some words, but.
So we were talking in Spanish the whole time. So when my mom's here, if you. Oh, that's the dog. Yeah. So what was I saying? When my mom's here, I speak to her in Spanish. We're always talking in Spanish. Sometimes I respond in English, but the whole conversation that at that point in time was in Spanish. And we were talking about whether or not we're going to give our daughter a bath when she gets home because she had fallen asleep. And we were literally just having a whole conversation about, well, if you wake her up, then she's not going to go to bed till later. And my mom was definitely a team, give her a bath because you don't want her to go to bed dirty. And I was like, I really don't feel like dealing with her and giving her a bath at that point in time. And all of a sudden we're having this whole conversation. I didn't know what he was listening to. I wasn't really paying attention or anything like that. I know he was deep into his music. He does this thing with his hands where he's like going along with the beat, and I make fun of him for
Fuck
it.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden he just turns around as if he had been part of the whole conversation, as if he understood Spanish, which I know is pretty pathetic after 20 years he doesn't speak Spanish. And he just looks at me and he goes, no, let's not give her a bath. It's just going to wake her up. And I was like,
that's right.
What?
No, you didn't even, I don't think you even said anything. I don't think you said that. I don't think you recognized it. Yeah. You just continued with the conversation.
Oh, then I must have thought it because I remember thinking, did he, like...
Well, maybe you did.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm like, did he really just... I know it's the background noise of the dog. I was just thinking, like, did he... And then I just... I brushed it away, really. It's like I didn't really think too much of it, I think is what you're trying to say.
Okay. I don't remember hearing it. I don't remember hearing you say anything because...
I'm pretty sure I did.
Okay. But anyways, it took me 2, 3, 4 seconds for, again, to recognize the fact that I had said that. And not even... I wasn't even aware of what you were talking about. And that's when I asked you, were you just talking to your mom in English or Spanish? And eventually I remember you saying Spanish. I'm like, how did I know that's what you were talking about? Again, all I kind of heard was the word dormido. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, for the rest of the drive home, we're like, how would I have done that?
Yeah.
How would I have known, A, what you were talking about, and B, been able to translate it into a way that I responded to you, again, as if I was part of the conversation? I don't speak Spanish. You cursing me. I recognize a couple words. Pendejo is one.
See, he doesn't even say it. He doesn't even say it with proper enunciation.
No, because I don't fucking know.
It's pendejo.
But clearly, what's the word for Beth?
Bañar.
For Beth, I don't know what the hell that means. Never in a million. Gone to my head. Nope. No clue.
That's so bad after all these years. Oh my God.
So it brings up the question, how would I have done that? How would I have been able to translate another language I don't understand while not even listening to the conversation because I was listening to the music, listening to it, into it, singing with it. It's a great song. Heaven Beside You, Allison Chains Unplugged. Go listen to it. You'll be singing along. So was not listening, don't understand the language, yet I chimed in with a statement that was directly related to the conversation.
Mm-hmm.
Just in queue. I mean, in line with what you all were talking about at the exact right time that you were talking about giving her a bath. I said, no, don't give her a bath. You can wait till tomorrow, whatever the hell I said.
Yeah.
What is the explanation for that? Or what could be an explanation for that? And we've talked about this. I know you have some family members, what it could be, someone that kind of specializes in language. And I haven't gotten an answer that is satisfactory. Again, the answer that comes up is, well, maybe it was your subconscious.
Yeah.
Translate it. And maybe you were hearing it. Maybe.
Yeah.
I mean, sure.
I mean, anything's possible, but that was the only explanation that kind of sort of would be something to consider. That since you've been around the Spanish language for a really long time, maybe your subconscious picks it up and you just don't realize it. And being high is the only time that you can, I guess, reach into that zone.
Maybe.
I mean, who knows? I don't know. Yeah. Like, that's reaching. All of this is reaching.
Of course. Well, maybe it's not reaching. I mean, if that's the case, then getting high allows your brain to do some shit that is amazing. I mean, just think about that.
I was really, really surprised and happy because I was like, yay, after all these years,
no, I don't
he does
understand
Spanish.
I don't know. Yeah. You could have that same conversation right now. Eyes would be glazed. There'd be no recognition. Again, dormido, because I took French, I assumed it meant sleep. That's close to this French word, dormir, I think. Mm-hmm. But other than that, you could have that conversation right now. I wouldn't, no clue. So if that's the case, if while high, my brain can somehow A, translate a language in real time, and B, listen to that and translate it in the background while I'm listening to Alice in Chains, I mean, that to me is as amazing as anything else that we've talked about.
Yeah. You know what I was also really interested in? And I mean, I don't know that we'll get an answer, but why then? You've gotten high lots of times.
Yeah, you've never talked Spanish while you're high.
I think we've been around around family members that speak Spanish when you're high.
Maybe, but I never. I don't know. I don't remember there being a conversation. Again, maybe I wasn't connecting to you. That's true. Because again, all this is about connections. And if I wasn't connecting to you for whatever reason at that time, maybe you're, I don't know, maybe there just wasn't a connection that was happening then that it would have happened. Here, there could have been connection. We had connected twice previously that I'm aware of, right?
Yeah.
With the head swivel and then the coldness. So we were connecting.
We were very connected. You're right. Because we were having lots of fun conversations. It wasn't just those two times that we connected. We talked about taverns and
pubs. Yeah. We had a great conversation.
Yeah. So it was... It was a two-hour car drive, at least two and a half hours.
Whatever.
I don't drive fast. It did go fast. Like
that's
it did.
Understatement of the year, right there. You don't drive fast. That's like saying I have a huge penis. Obviously,
you're so stupid. I have kids. I'm not driving fast with kids in the car. Sorry, not doing.
Okay. Fine. Great. 2 hours. So yeah. we were connected. So maybe that's the difference. We were just super connected.
Yeah.
And somehow I understood what the hell you were talking about.
That was really, really cool. It's a shame that it didn't happen so you could put into the book. That would have been really...
You know what? I think this is better in a way because I don't know how I'd explain this in a book. It'd be very difficult. No one would believe it. I mean, talking about that and explaining it as best we can, I think to me is easier...
You're right.
Different
point.
Than trying to write it down. And plus, this just happened, I don't know, 3-4 weeks ago. So it was very recent, but I would say is one of the strangest things that have happened. Well, and I've had some strange shit happen. Float down my body, having a panic attack.
Oh my God.
Having warm sensations throughout my body when we have an intense connection. I mean, but this, I don't know if I felt the connection. I mean, I think we felt it at times and we acknowledged it at times, but I didn't feel this one as much as others physically. I just think something happened to our brains.
It felt more organic, if that makes sense. Like it was just flowing.
You say orgasm.
No, I wish. Huh. Organic.
Yeah, but you know, it could mean so many different things. And again, not to keep going back to the book, but one of the things I do talk about is the lack of research because it's still federally illegal, right? There is some research that's done by private universities, but, you know, I don't know where the funding comes from that, but there's not enough research into the drug. Cigarettes, alcohol, all these other drugs have been researched. Not marijuana, I think, to the extent it needs to be. And for this very reason, I mean, yeah, there are risks, of course, with anything that goes into your body. No, nothing.
I said,
Oh, forget it. She missed it. Anything that goes into your body has risks associated with it.
Ba-dum-bum. Yeah. Okay, I got it. Sorry, I just got bit by a mosquito and I was itching me.
That's great. It. No one cares. I hope it has West Nile.
You're a dick.
But again, there is risk with anything, but you know, the lack of research into the impacts on the brain and who knows what else is something I think still needs to be done. And that's what I talk about in the book that, you know, hopefully in 5, 10, whatever number of years, this will be federally legal. It should be. And we can research, you know, what happens to the brain when you're high and what are the potential implications and benefits of that going forward for everyone.
Well, you should clarify. You mean on psychedelics?
Or? Yeah. Okay. Your brain on psychedelics. That's what we were just talking about.
I know, but you should make a clarifying statement, is what I'm saying.
How much more clear do you need me to
like,
be?
Like, what if somebody looks at this podcast halfway
They can't
through?
Look at a podcast. Oh. They're listening.
Oh, shut the fuck up. You know what I mean. What if somebody's listening through this when we're halfway done? Or they don't start at the beginning and they skip around. Like, I think just
you know, there's
for
a rewind button. And most people don't pick up a podcast and go, oh, let's go 20 minutes in or 30 minutes
that,
in.
I disagree with that. I've done that plenty of times whenever I'm listening to something.
You need to see the end of every movie.
Yeah.
You need to jump to the end to know how it ends. I get it.
Well, yeah, because
you're not normal.
But I want to see if I like it. And then,
how are you going to know? So you're going to think, wow, 90% of the people are just going to jump to minute 30.
I didn't say
and miss
90% of the people, but some people I think will skip. because it's a whole thing. It's a connection with the people that are are giving the podcast. I can't podcast. Even talk. Oh my God, I'm not even high.
This is gonna go nowhere.
It will. But no, what I'm saying. Ah, fuck! I lost my train of thought. Forget it. Yep. Forget it.
Let's there just go. Goes. This is ADD. So, anyways. There needs to be more research into psychedelics. Just to refresh for everyone out there that skipped to minute 31 or 32, whatever this is. Oh. Psychedelics need to be researched further. Guys, that and clarified enough
should,
for you?
Well, I was going to add, you should also clarify what is a psychedelic. Like, what kind? I think it would be beneficial for the first one, at least.
I'll have to do some research and get back to you. Okay. I don't want to misconstrue what the word psychedelic means, but mushrooms, LSD, marijuana. Anything that fucks with your brain chemistry for a short time, not permanently.
All right. And then, but here we're specifically talking about.
There's also ayahuasca and some other.
See, I don't even know what that is.
I know you don't. No. You look it up. You'll look it up. No, people out there listen to
No, I'm good out. With marijuana. But we're specifically talking about marijuana.
I'm talking about marijuana. Yeah. That's a good point. I haven't done LSD. I haven't done shrooms yet.
Yet?
Yet.
We need to have a discussion about that yet.
Mm, we'll see. So, you know, I hope it happens, and this experience that happened with us in the car, where I could apparently speak Spanish, is again something I can't explain, and I won't be able to explain it. If there are any brain researchers out there, linguistic experts that can help me and you understand what could have happened that might make some sort of scientific sense, I'm all ears and eyes and tongues and buttholes. I mean, because I need to know what the hell happened. So hopefully someone intelligent bought my book and knows someone, but please reach out. So look, I mean, I think we're gonna kind of wrap this up here. You know, again, what we hope to accomplish on this podcast is just explaining and elaborating some things we've experienced and talked about in the book. We'll certainly talk about new experiences as we have them. We'll probably also talk about some of the things like God that are in the book and third eyes and souls. And
oh, that'll be fun.
Yeah. We'll get into it.
You should have your parents listen to it.
We'll see. I'm sure they'll have a lot to comment on.
You should add that we were also interested, as you mentioned earlier, because there will be somebody that skips to minute 33. We're interested in hearing what people out there want to talk about as well, right?
Oh, why?
What do you mean?
I don't care what people think.
You're so stupid. Regarding this specific topic, what if somebody wants to talk about a specific something within?
No, let them start their own podcast. They can buy equipment. I'm kidding. I'm kidding. I love everyone listening to this.
Exactly.
All 10 of you. But yeah, obviously, if you or have two. Something you want us to talk about or you want to get our viewpoints on or see if we've experienced, you can email us, higherconnectionsnow@gmail. We'll have our social media and all that fun stuff, even though I hate social media so much. So we'll see how long that lasts. I'm not going to be monitoring that, I'll tell you that much. But, yeah, look, I mean, if you have a topic, I mean, I think to me what's more beneficial for you is probably talking about topics with your friends, your family, and diving into some of these subjects. I mean, we can obviously talk about our views on specific subjects, but you may disagree. You may have your own viewpoint. So, you know, part of this is being connected, right? And you need to be open to being connected with people around you and talking about these subjects. These are not easy subjects. These are weird, somewhat strange, somewhat unusual subjects for any two people to be talking about, but we do it, we've done it, and you should too. So I think we're happy to elaborate on some things you all are thinking or you all have experienced, but to me, at the end of the day, it's about everyone being connected and more connected and more deeply connected. So I hope you all can start experiencing that in your lives. Maybe because of my book, maybe because of marijuana, I don't really care. But I hope you can experience what we've been able to experience over the past couple of years.
Ditto.
Yeah. So we're going to end it there. I think as dad jokey and just awful as it is, I want to end every podcast by saying, you know, stay connected. And we'll see you next time. Cheers.
Bye. Thank you.